I've been doing a lot of thinking about what we put out on social media, it always being the highlight reel, I like to call it. Most people always post, you know, when they're doing really well, it's always filtered photos and, you know, they post the good, and rightfully so. I mean, you should post when things are going well and let the world know, you know, when things are going the way that your path is set for you. But I then also think that it's a double standard, because when you post when things are not so great and when you're going through things, people look at it as you're seeking attention or you're just depressed or whatever the case may be. And I don't think that that's fair, because, you know, I have days where things are great and I'm having a really good moment, and then I have times where I just want to vent, and maybe social media is not the best place to do it. It's almost like people feed off of the negative and assume you're weak, and I don't think that that should be the case. I don't think that you should only be able to celebrate on social media. I think that you should be able to post everything, and you know, some people are really private, and for the longest time I posted my every single move on social media, whether it be good, bad, happy, sad, I posted everything. And then I realized that there are just certain things in life that don't need to be posted on social media, but then there are moments when I want advice. It could be I'm having, you know, a great day and I just want to share it with you guys, or, you know, I'm going through something. So maybe somebody else went through something similar. I believe that I was put on this earth to make a difference for somebody, even if it's just one person. I want to be able to say that I help somebody, and I've been through a lot in life. I've lost a lot of loved ones way too young. I've experienced things that people dream of. I've been able to go to places that people dream of. But with every positive, there's also a negative. I think that by sharing that, you're really opening up a whole new realm of knowledge. You know, life is all about learning, and if you're not learning something, then you're really just kind of here. And why would you just want to be here? Why would you just want to stay in the position that you're in? Why wouldn't you want to grow? And I think that, you know, I try to post inspirational things as often as possible and share my journeys. It may come across and look as if as though I'm bragging or everything is perfect, but trust and believe, everything is not perfect in my life, especially right now. There's a lot going on. A lot of things are up in the air, and a lot of things are really scary, and I choose right now to not discuss them on social media because I'm not sure how to internally process them correctly, I guess, and I can't really talk about it if I don't know. I don't want to say how I'll get through it, how I will turn it into a positive situation, because every positive has a negative, but every negative has a positive. So I try not to make things like depressing and say this and that and have people be like, oh, you're just looking for attention, or you want people to feel bad for you, or this or that. So I avoid that. And that goes with saying what I was saying in the beginning. You should be able to express yourself. You never know. You could be going through something. A lot of things that are up in the air. And I know that everything happens for a reason. And you just have to find out what that reason is. I haven't been able to do that yet. But don't compare somebody else's highlight reel to your life, because a lot of people really do only post like the filtered or the altered image of their life, and they choose the parts that are the highlights. You know, they don't post the things that are not so great. And not everybody has a perfect life. Nobody has a perfect life. There's always something that could be changed or something going on in somebody's life. Nobody has it perfectly. And if they do, I mean, good for them. But I think the struggles and the hard times really make you who you are. I think that more people need to stand up, and especially as of late, because, you know, there's the whole stigma about mental illnesses. You know, people look at it as, a lot of people have said to me, because I suffer from anxiety and depression, and a lot of people say, oh, you use that as a crutch, you use that as an excuse, you know, it's all in your head, or you focus on it too much. But you would never say, if somebody had cancer, you would never walk up to them and say, oh, you're using that as an excuse, you go to chemo too often, or, you know, I don't know. Cancer is a very serious disease. And so is anxiety, and so is depression. And nobody chooses, at least I don't choose to have anxiety. I live it every single day. And to tell me that it's in my head, or I'm using it as a crutch, or I'm using it as an excuse as to why I didn't do something or I did do something, is like the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard in my entire life, because I would never choose to feel that way. I don't know if you know what anxiety feels like, but imagine having a million things going through your head at all times and not knowing how to stop it. You're suffocating and you're having a heart attack and your hands go numb and your feet go numb and you get dizzy and you lose your appetite. And I've lost a lot of weight due to stress and anxiety, and just it's been an amazing year, but it's been a really trying year. And I don't feel that I should only post when things are going good in my life, and I don't think you should either. I think that you should really be open if you choose to, and that's the thing. Don't do it just because. Don't post things on social media just because you want people to like it. You're really going through something and you need advice, why not? And people as a whole need to understand that, like I said, any illness, whether it be a mental illness, a terminal illness, anything, is not something to joke about, and it's not something to be ashamed of. And I think a lot of people are afraid to speak up and say that they have any type of mental illness, whether it be a learning disorder or schizophrenia or bipolar, depression, anxiety, anything that could be looked at as a mental illness, is not something to be ashamed of. And you didn't choose that. There's something that is chemically going on up in your brain that is making you feel these things. For me, medication and a psychiatrist has helped a lot, but I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but it helps. And talking to people helps, and doing things like this right here, a video, it helps. Writing in a journal, I have a journal, that helps. Just getting it out, not keeping it in. And I have a hard time not keeping things in. I keep a lot inside, and it's something that I'm working on to really express myself with those that I love and love me. And I think that it's only fair that I do that, because if I don't say how I'm feeling, that they don't know. I shouldn't just assume that they know. I don't know, just wanted to get that out there and just let you guys know that be who you are, show who you are. Broadcast it or don't broadcast it to the world. But if you do, don't be ashamed, and don't think that you should filter your life based on what other people think is normal or right, or if people are saying that you're doing it for attention, or just be you. Please, for the love of everything, stop trying to live your life as other people live theirs. You were born yourself, not them. And they just may choose not to show it, or they hide it better than we do. Be you, be unapologetically yourself, and be proud of who you are, and understand that there's going to be good days and there's going to be bad days. That's my main point, I guess. Just be you unapologetically all the time, because nobody knows you better than you. Nobody can give you advice better than your own self. All right, guys. Until next time, always remember, take a moment to reflect.